Hello, everybody. Bill Craig, pastor for adult discipleship here at Hope Church. And I have asked Ethan Ingvaldson to join us. Ethan, introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Ethan. I am the director of student ministry at Hope and also the chief coffee enthusiast. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm not sure that that description gets at the full weight of your love for coffee.
Yeah, but it's a good hint. I love coffee.
Yeah, it's a starting point. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, well, we are doing the Grace Learning Lab, and Ethan and I are here to model interpersonal confession. Hopefully you've watched the podcast already or listened to it, where I kind of walked through the OAR process of owning our sin with each other and God, assuring each other of pardon, and then responding. But Ethan and I are going to model that for you, and I'm going to confess a sin to Ethan, and he's going to be a faithful listener in the process. So,
yeah,
you ready?
Thanks for inviting me into this, Bill.
Hey, thanks for agreeing to join. You get the easy part. Well, Ethan, just wanted to own with you a sin of mine from this last week or so, where there's a day that Christine said something that triggered anger in me. And my normal MO when I'm triggered in anger is to pull away and to calm down a little bit and think and pray through it and then re-engage, which I think is a helpful thing, actually. But I pulled away from Christine and for way too long. It was days that I remained kind of distant from her emotionally. There was a few days that we weren't around each other a lot, but when we were around each other, I was clearly emotionally withdrawn, and she sensed it. And there were a couple times over those days where I sensed the Lord saying, Bill, you got to reengage, man. You got to forgive Christine, have the conversation, own your own stuff with Christine. And I was just like, Lord, I'm still mad. And so I resisted his conviction and held on to that anger and frustration for way too long. And I just think that was a sin, a failure to live in obedience to God, to forgive Christine as God has forgiven me. So just want to own that with you.
Yeah, well, thanks for trusting me with that, Bill. What impact do you think that had with you personally and with your relationship with God and your relationship with Christine?
Yeah. Good question. I lived with it for days. I mean, those few days were not happy days. You know, they were, I was carrying that around the weight and the frustration of that. It was hard to engage the Lord. I mean, he never stopped loving me, but my experience of his love for me and closeness with God was definitely impacted, where I felt more emotionally distant from God as well. It definitely impacted my heart toward Christine over those days. And poor Christine, she felt my coldness toward her, and that really negatively impacted her for those few days. And who knows how that impacted others through her hurt, you know, in her world, but certainly in my own circles, I was more irritable with others, like our grandson Hayden and others. So I think those were the primary impacts as best I understand them.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you saw the impact personally with God and the distance there, and then also the impact and even the trickle down for Christine. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to bring this before God and own it with him in prayer?
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Let's do it. Let me pray. Well, God, I am humbled and saddened when I think about how much you have forgiven me, more than I can know, and yet how hesitant I was to extend grace to Christine. I'm so sorry, Lord. I want to love her better as you would have me love her, as you have loved me. I want to be a quicker forgiver. I don't want to resist the conviction of your spirit. Oh, forgive me, Lord. And help me to love and forgive as you have loved and forgiven me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, Bill, this is God's word toward you. You are forgiven. Like it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You're clean. How does hearing that hit you?
Mm. I need to hear it, man. You know, it's one of those things where I know it in my head, but hearing it from a brother is helpful and helps deepen the truth of that and the experience of it in me. So it's good stuff.
Well, what is there something that you're sensing, a step that you believe God is calling you into in response to this?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the first one for me is always gratitude and worship. Mm-hmm. You know, like, man, Lord, thank you for grace that you don't hold that sin against me anymore, man. Mm-hmm. So that's the first in my mind. A second thing is certainly going back and re-engaging Christine. Mm-hmm. And we did have a conversation about that already, and it was a hard conversation, and we plowed through it, and I think we ended the conversation certainly better than we had begun it, but I think there's still more work to do to unpack that a little bit, and just to bring restoration more deeply in that. I don't know that owning it with Hayden at this point. I can't remember the details of how he felt that he might have felt that frustration through me. But I think the primary thing is gratitude and then going back to Christine and having a secondary follow-up conversation.
Yeah. Is there a way that I can help you with this? Support you in it?
Yeah. Well, I think as the Lord brings me to mind in the next few days to be praying that God would deepen in me his love for Christine and that I'd become a quicker forgiver and even just for that conversation that we'll have, that the Lord would use that to further knit our hearts together and bring restoration. So pray would be one thing, and then probably the second thing would just be check in with me in a week or so and say, hey, Bill, did you have that conversation with Christine yet? And if so, how'd it go? Keep me accountable to make sure I follow up with that. That'd be good.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thanks for trusting me with this and here for you, man.
Hey, thanks for being there and being the kind of brother that I can bring this to. Appreciate it. And that is one type of example of what interpersonal confession could be like. And I do just pray that God uses this practice in your life and in the life of our Hope Church family to deepen the joy, our joy at his grace over us and our closeness with each other as God's family, that we become quicker extenders and proclaimers of God's grace to each other. So thanks again, Ethan. God bless you all. Have a good one.